Hello, world. Ah, man, I can't tell you guys how good it feels to come on here and just do what I love to do, which is go on here, look at this computer screen. Look at this computer screen and just talk to you guys heart to heart, man. Today we're gonna change it up. Today we're gonna switch it up. I have to because, you know, even though I'm always reporting the news to you guys, bringing you guys some of the craziest news that I find hot, new and ready, man. Pause. Hot, new and ready. But you know, every now and then we just have to slow it down. And we have to have a heart-to-heart. So let's go ahead and have a heart-to-heart, shall we? Welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast, y'all. My name is Cameron Bivens, the Dragon Horse himself, and your lovely host. And, I mean, then what's the point if I'm not going to bring you guys the news today, right? What is the point of us getting on here, you guys listening to me babble for 5 to 10 minutes as usual? That's how long my episodes are. And oh, wait, sidebar. By the way, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Check out some of my previous episodes. I have some ones up about China or about some crazy stuff going on with police departments, or sometimes even about science or technology, certain things that can help diseases. You know what I mean? The Apple Watch and how it's helping people, other things like that. Anyway, I love when you guys tune in, and I really appreciate y'all, man. I really do. I do appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. But like I said, what's the point of me getting on here today and recording if I'm not bringing you guys the news as I usually do? Well, I just really want to spread some good vibes for a change. You know, I was sitting down as I usually do in the morning. In case you guys don't know, I do a lot of work from home, and I do a bit of like Uber Eats delivery, some stuff like that, and things of that nature. And for those that don't know, I was living in China for 4 years. I know I sound like a broken record saying that for the people that have heard this so many times again. But yeah, I lived in China for 4 years in this city called Wuxi, okay? W-U-X-I. You can look it up online. It will pop up. And for those that don't know, that's kind of in the middle of China, in the middle on the east. Sorry, it's a coastal city, so it's near the water. But in the middle on the east, and it's only like 45 minutes outside of Shanghai by high-speed train and 3 hours by bus, so it's still somewhat close, right? I mean, China's a vast amount of land. It's very huge, so just to give you guys an idea. And sometimes, at least today, I had a flashback, man. I thought about where I came from. I thought about the things I've been through, and I sat back, as I do, and as we should all do on our journeys, and I self-reflected, right? And I thought, man, am I really happy with where I'm going right now? Am I really getting to where I want to be as a husband with my wife? Hey, Georgia, love you. With my wife out there. Am I going in the direction I want to go as a husband? Am I becoming a better husband? I self-reflected on that. I self-reflected on, am I achieving my financial goals, or am I achieving what I want to be as a person, health-wise, physically, overall, in general? Is my life going the way I want it to go? And if it's not, what can I do to change that, right? Without getting too preachy for you guys, okay? And I realized from one of the first times in my life, the answer was yes. And, you know, it's kind of like a movie, okay? You have the stereotypical football coach or the basketball coach that's always hard on the players. And in general, to be honest, a lot of times in my life, I've been tremendously hard on myself. I wanted to push myself even times when I probably shouldn't have. And, you know, a lot of people in society will hold that up and say, oh, he's so ambitious. That's great. But it takes a toll on you mentally if you also don't know how to appreciate your accomplishments, or you're only thinking about what you could have done better and how you could have achieved more. You're not really relishing in your accomplishments. And most of all, you're not actually practicing gratitude, you know, thankfulness for what's come in your life and what you've done. So I say all that to say this with you guys, right, is that in our lives, it's so important to practice gratitude, to be appreciative of what we have. Man, it's not easy out there. You guys know that. We all have problems, and they take different forms, different shapes, different sizes, right? Right. So all the more we should appreciate what we have. One, two, we should always, 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 always try to see how we can help others, right? And sometimes this is tricky because we as people tend to judge others in our minds, deciding whether or not they are worthy, right? And I'm not just talking about, oh, you see someone homeless, so you give them money. No, I'm not just talking about that, because a lot of people that live in Los Angeles probably think that's exactly what I'm going towards. That's not what I'm going towards when I'm talking about just helping others. Yes, that's one facet of it. Oh, getting them a bottle of water, getting them something to eat, or whatever way you feel as though you can help. Great. But I mean, in general, just looking out for other people or checking in with people, calling family members you haven't called in the past few months or year, just burying past grudges or hate or vengeance, just being able to get rid of those things and build anew and build on top of that. Those things are huge, right? That's a big deal. So yeah, like I said, appreciating what you have, practicing gratitude, right? And also, you know, looking out for others. Those are two huge things that I feel like we miss. And those are two huge things that I feel like I want to really do better. And right now, straight up, it is, what's today's date? It is December 7th, right? It is December 7th, 2022. Every year going into the new year, everybody has New Year's resolutions. This is what I want to do in the new year. I want to go to the gym more. I want to do this. I want to do this. You know, don't wait till the new year, you guys. Don't wait till the new year to practice gratitude. Don't wait till the new year to check in with people that may not, you know, be here. You just never know when it's your time or it's their time. And don't wait till the new year to bury grudges, right? So practice gratitude, appreciation. Look out for other people and check in with people. Bury the hatchets. You know what I mean? And most of all as well, love yourself. Just love others and continue to strive forward. Look at the positives. There's so many things that could have went wrong. And a lot of times we look at things that are going wrong instead of what could have went wrong. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we don't look at what's going right in our lives. A lot of times, no, bear with me, you guys, I'm sorry, but you guys understand where I'm coming from, right? You understand the point I'm trying to make, which is we as people tend to put our lives in comparison to others. We tend to put ourselves on some type of hierarchy scale or some type of comparative scale about who's in first place, second place, third place, fourth place, when really we should all be running our own race, looking at what we can do better and looking into what we have done well, you know, all those type of things to practice that, right? We're getting closer toward the holiday season, so maybe that's part of the reason for this reflection session. But ultimately, I just feel as though it was nice to share it with you guys, and it's so important to go over these things. A lot of times we get caught up in the day-to-day life because there's so many things going on, especially when times are hard. There's so many things going on, and we can get lost in it that sometimes it's great to just sit back and say, you know what? I'm doing okay. I'm doing all I can. I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm getting sleep, I'm getting food, or at least I have a chance in life, right? You know, out there, you guys, it's so crazy out there in this world. And right now, like I said, I'm from America. I live in Los Angeles, but I've been to so many places in this world where people really have nothing. They have no hope, and it's sad, but they still find a way to carry on. I mean, houses without roofs that people clearly live in. They got to hang their clothes outside, even though it's raining, but they have each other. They have their family. You see, the kids are happy. They play with the dogs. They, you know, families come together. Ultimately, I feel like that's because they appreciate, you know, what they've been given, and they know that nothing's ever promised in this life. So, like I said, I just wanted to change it up a little bit. Sorry if you guys felt like this was a bit of a ramble. Next session, I'm right back with the news, you know. But I hope you guys really soak up what I'm trying to leave with you guys. And my point is this. Reflect and be happy with what you have. Look out for other people in any ways you can. And if you can bury the hatchet, if you can bury grudges with people, and you can get in contact with people you haven't been in, you know, contact with in the past, do it. And also, be happy with where you're going with your life. And if you're not, make changes so that you can get there. But value the journey just as much as you'll value the destination, even if it's hard, because you'll look back in the future and you'll be like, wow, you know, I did that. So that's pretty much how I'm feeling about that, guys. I hope you guys appreciate, you know, changing it up this episode and whatnot. And as always, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy. Have a good day, a good night, a good whatever, wherever you are. And I'll catch you guys in the next episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast. Love y'all. Peace.